Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about animals. We could be talking about African elephants or lions or tigers in India. But actually, we're going to talk about an animal right here in good old Taiwan, the feisty, faithful Formosan mountain dog, also known as Taiwan Tugo.
Wow. I'm kind of excited to see what kind of dog this is. This dog's heritage or lineage, you could say, his ancestors, they go way back. They guess like 10,000 to 20,000 years ago. And they're good dogs for hunting because they used to accompany hunters. So they've got the hunting gene. I've never seen one up close. Have you, Tom, in real life?
I may have. I think somebody pointed one out to me many years ago, but I haven't seen one since then. Both Stephanie and I don't seem to know very much about this dog, so it's good for us that we're talking about this today. So let's find out more about the Formosan Mountain Dog. Let's read today's entire lesson one time. If you've ever traveled in Taiwan's many mountainous regions, there's a chance you've come across the Formosan Mountain Dog. Also known as the Taiwan Dog, this breed was internationally recognized by the World Canine Organization in 2015. It's the only breed of dog native to Taiwan to earn this distinction. Taiwan dogs exhibit several specific traits that help distinguish them from other dog breeds. They have a medium build and rarely grow much taller than 50 centimeters. Along with their triangular heads and almond-shaped eyes, they have what's called a sickle tail. It curls over their back in a way that's similar to the tool of the same name. Additionally, Taiwan dogs are characteristically lean and have very short coats. Personality-wise, Taiwan dogs can be fiercely loyal to their masters, and unless they're trained to be around other people and animals, their aggressive behaviors towards strangers can have severe consequences. They've been known to protect their owners at any cost. Fortunately, Taiwan dogs are easily socialized and pick up commands without difficulty. They're also extremely athletic and require a minimum of 1 hour of exercise a day. These dogs' lineage can be traced back 10,000 to 20,000 years. They are the descendants of the South Asian hunting dogs indigenous to the island. For thousands of years, they accompanied hunters throughout the mountains in search of food. Now they're more commonly used as mountain search and rescue dogs, or simply as devoted household companions and guard dogs. These days, purebred Taiwan dogs are rare, so those that do exist are used in efforts to conserve the breed. They're considered a national treasure by many and should therefore be cherished.
Let's dig in, guys. Take a look at the title first, kind of a fun title. Our writer here has put a lot of words in here that start with F. Feisty, faithful Formosan. That's fun. If someone's feisty, they're not mean or aggressive, but you can't push them around either. I describe some people as being kind of feisty. If they're not the kind of person that you can treat poorly, they will defend themselves. Even people will. So they're full of energy, animation. You could say that feisty is similar to the word spunky, someone who has a lot of energy and isn't afraid to tell you what they think. So this feisty dog isn't something that's, you know, aggressive in terms of he'll hunt you down and try to kill you.
Not like a pit bull, right?
No, not that kind of dog. But if you do something that's not very kind to the dog, he might defend himself or, you know, maybe bite you. So the people, I was reading an article about them, and the people who were talking about the dog said they're okay with kids, but they're better if you actually raise him from a puppy so he is socialized with, you know, children around. But they're faithful as well, which is a great trait for a friend. So they will always defend you. So maybe you have a burglar who breaks into your house. This dog would probably defend you and attack the burglar so he couldn't hurt you. And Formosan, of course, is the adjective form of the word Formosa, which the island of Taiwan, it's kind of its nickname. It's been referred to as the island of Formosa back in history, although we are officially Taiwan now. He's a mountain dog.
Yeah, Formosa, of course, is from the Portuguese, Isla Formosa, beautiful island. We all know the origin of that word. It's often used to describe things from Taiwan, like the Formosan blue magpie.
Right.
I believe it's still described that way. So yes, it's feisty and it's faithful. It's loyal. So that's why a lot of people like to have them as pets. Here in the first paragraph, it says, if you've ever traveled in Taiwan's many mountainous regions, there's a chance you've come across the Formosan mountain dog. Now, of course, a lot of people like myself, find jobs and live in the city, and we spend hours and hours working and stuck in traffic and stuff like that. And it's very rare that we get to go into the mountains except during holidays. And during holidays, of course, it's going to be very crowded with lots of people driving out there, too, because they want to do that, too. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to find time to get to those mountainous regions. But if you're lucky and you can do that, hey, maybe you've seen one of these dogs. Maybe you've come across this dog.
I still haven't. But I would imagine that if it's a wild dog and there are lots and lots of people, you know, hiking up the mountain or walking with a big group, they're not going to want to be around the people. So they probably run off when there are a lot of people around. So you might see them, though, if you're just with a friend or two, fewer people, you might run into a wild Taiwan dog. They're also known as simply the Taiwan dog. It's a special breed, and it was internationally recognized by an organization called the World Canine Organization in 2015. It's kind of a new thing. A breed is a specific type of dog that has to do with its characteristics and traits, its DNA. And, of course, canine is another word for dog. We actually refer to the teeth in our mouth that are quite pointed as our canines, don't we? Yeah. Some people have those really pointed canine teeth. Mine aren't so scary looking, but if I did have those canine teeth, I would probably make a good vampire at Halloween.
I think they call those teeth tiger teeth, huya, in Chinese.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas we look at them as dog teeth or canine teeth.
Yeah.
The kind that are used to bite into meat and stuff like that. But this is a special organization for dogs or for people who like dogs called the World Canine Organization, and they recognize this breed of dog as legitimate. It's a real dog. It's not a mutt. It's not a stray dog. It's an actual breed of dog.
Cool.
And it's the only breed of dog native to Taiwan to earn this distinction. And here we've got the word distinction, which kind of means a special recognition. If something is distinct from something else, you can tell it apart. It has its own characteristics that make it different from other things.
Yeah, typically we use this word in the adjective form, which is distinctive. If someone has some sort of characteristic or trait that's very unique, we'll often say, wow, he has a very distinctive voice. You know, if you hear that voice, you always know it's him. Like the guy from Harry Potter, Alan Rickman, he had a very distinctive voice. A distinction can also be used if someone's getting an award from some organization or someone for doing something cool. You can earn those distinctions. Taiwan dogs exhibit several specific traits. Those are the characteristics we've been talking about that help distinguish them from other dog breeds. So you wouldn't confuse the Taiwan dog for, say, a collie or, you know, a German Shepherd. When you see the Taiwan dog, you would know immediately, oh, no, that's a different kind of breed. Even if you didn't know what it was, you would know that it isn't just another dog, has a very special trait. They have a medium build. If you see the dog, your build refers to the size of your body, especially your bone structure. You know, you could say, oh, he has a small build or she has a medium build. Medium size, you're not small, you're not too big, you're just right in the middle. And if you look at pictures of the dog, which I had to because I've never seen a real one, you can see they are medium sized. They like to stand up very straight like they have a lot of pride, and they look very lean, like they don't eat a lot of donuts.
Yes, they're very healthy, they're very muscular, and of course you might be very proud to own one. Oh. Along with their triangular heads and almond-shaped eyes, they have what's called a sickle tail.
Huh.
So these are some of its traits or characteristics. It has a triangular head, a head shaped like a triangle. Some dogs don't have that kind of shape. Maybe it's more square or round or something. Mm-hmm. This is more like the shape of a triangle. Triangular is the adjective form. And almond-shaped eyes, you know, eyes shaped like almonds. Sometimes we use that to describe people who live in the Far East as having almond-shaped eyes versus the kinds of eyes that people have in different countries or different parts of the world. But in this particular case, the dog's eyes are almond-shaped, maybe not round like marbles or something like that. And they also have a special trait or characteristic, the sickle tail. Sickle, okay, that's kind of a harvesting tool, right?
Yeah, and it's shaped kind of in a circular shape. That's all, you know. I remember sickle from the TV program called Poldark because it was set back in 1700s, late 1700s. They didn't have any machinery back then. They were all tools that men made that had to work a lot to get anything done. But yeah, it would cut the grass. So it's shaped kind of like a half circle. So it curls, this is the tail, it curls over their back in a way that's similar to the tool of the same name. And of course, we're talking about the sickle. Look that up, you'll see pictures of it online. Additionally, Taiwan dogs are characteristically, that's a long word, so you put the zhong-in on the characteristically, on the wrist. If you're lean, you don't have a lot of fat to you. Maybe you work out a lot, or maybe it's just hard for you to gain weight, you know, and you're quite lean. They also have short coats, which refers to their hair, their fur. They're a short-haired dog, we'd also say. Short-haired dogs are better inside the house because they don't shed, which means to leave their fur, the dog hair or cat hair, all over the sofa and the floor. We never let our animals inside the house, so I don't know what it's like to have animal fur or hair all around. But I've had coworkers who come in with cat fur or dog hair on their shirts and stuff. So I know that they shed a lot if they have long hair. Of course, this one has short hair, and it's a little easier to keep them in the house if you want to, at least.
So it won't shed so much. When I was a kid, we had a Basenji, which was a short-haired dog. So, yeah, we didn't have dog hair all over the house either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this might be something you could consider if you want to have a dog that doesn't shed so much. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 今天来了解一下台湾高山犬在第一题的地方。Also blank as the Taiwan dog, this breed was 点点点。此品种怎么样子称作台湾犬并获得世界犬类的认证。这一句的上下是由逗点隔开，但是没有连接词连接，暗示什么呢？前半部可能是分词构句，它们共同的主词是 this breed。那空格后的介系词 as 当作的意思。搭配四个选项都是动词 known 知道的不同形态。这题我们要考动词片语 be known as 以什么身份被熟知，所以这题选 C known。第二题 ,that help blank them from other dog breeds。That 子句是当形容词来修饰前面的 traits, 特征。这些特征能帮助什么样子与其他狗。后面的句子说明它特有的征象，表示与其他的品种不一样。而空格的选项呢，又要与后面的介系词 from 搭配。选项 A, distinguish, 区分 B, disconnect, 切断 C, discourage, 劝阻 D, distribute, 分发。动词片语 distinguish A from B,分辨 A 与 B 的差别，所以这题答案我们选 A, distinguish. 第三题 ,blank Taiwan dogs are characteristically lean, 点点点。 这个空格呢是放在句子的最前面，后面加逗号。通常啊，这个位置这样子的形态的话，它都是放连接词或者是副词来表达语义的转折或者是接续。上一句说它尾巴形状，接着呢描述它的身形，上下句都是有关台湾犬的外形说明。选项 A, undoubtedly, 无疑地。B, eventually, 最后。C, accordingly, 因此。D, additionally, 此外。依照文意，这题答案我们选 D, additionally, 持续本段的主题，继续讨论犬只的外表。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about the Formosan Mountain Dog. They're feisty, they're faithful, they've got short hair, they're lean, and they've got a medium build, and they're just wonderful dogs, and of course they proudly participate in dog shows all over the world, proudly representing Taiwan. But you know, if you're considering getting a dog, you want to think about their personality, okay?
Yes.
You don't want to have a dog that's grumpy, that doesn't like to be around people. You get a dog because they're friendly, because they come to you when you call their names. You can take them to the park and have them catch frisbees and stuff like that. So yeah, you want to have a dog that's got a friendly personality. So personality-wise, or in terms of personality, Taiwan dogs can be fiercely loyal to their masters, and unless they're trained to be around other people and animals,their aggressive behaviors towards strangers can have severe consequences. So this sounds like a description of the pit bull a little bit. They're loyal to their masters. They'll be good to you. But, you know, if they're not trained to be around other people or if they're not trained to treat strangers a certain way, they could get very aggressive and they could have these behaviors that could have severe consequences, like attacking somebody and biting them and damaging them and cutting them open and stuff like that, making them bleed, break fingers, stuff like that. So you don't want people suing you because of your dog.
No, and that happens. You know, you're responsible for your dog. So if your dog hurts someone, someone can come after you for money. I wanted to go back to that word personality-wise with the hyphen in the middle. We use this structure to actually change subjects sometimes or maybe guide someone's attention to a particular subject. For example, I could say,Well, yeah, I'd love to help you. Time-wise, I'm free in the afternoon, but, you know, I'd prefer to do it, you know, some other week, some other day. Time-wise, again, as far as time goes or, you know, looking at my time. So personality-wise, they can be really loyal, fiercely loyal, meaning they'll protect you. And they might actually attack someone who they think is hurting you.And like Tom said, they can get aggressive towards strangers, and that can have severe consequences. A dog's bite can be quite painful and can cause damage sometimes, especially if the person they're biting is small, like a baby or a toddler. Be careful.
And sometimes they can spread diseases, too, like rabies or whatever. So, of course, dogs need to get their shots.And they've been known to protect their owners at any cost. So if they think that their owners or their masters are threatened in any way, they could attack somebody and cause some really severe damage. Now, fortunately, Taiwan dogs are easily socialized and pick up commands without difficulty. So to socialize, to make them used to other people, they can be friendly, they can be social, they're not going to be loners like wolves or something, and they'll attack you if you do something wrong. So, and commands here, of course, sit, shake paws, etc. It can pick those up. Here, catch the frisbee, fetch the newspaper, or whatever. And they're also extremely athletic and require a minimum of 1 hour of exercise a day. So it would not be a good idea to have one of these dogs if you live in the city because you need to take it out somewhere so it can get some exercise. It needs a minimum of 1 hour. That's the least amount, okay?
Yeah.
2 hours, 3 hours would be ideal.
And when we talk about exercise, guys, we're probably not talking about the dog owner who puts the dog into the baby carriage and then, you know, wheels it around in some stroller.
That's sick.
That just makes me laugh. I always want to say, don't you think you should let your dog get some exercise in? This type of dog actually needs to run. We had a dog that required a big backyard, you know. He was so full of energy. So if you are thinking about giving this type of dog to your grandma or grandpa and, you know, it probably might not be a good dog.
They probably should get a cat.
The elderly, yeah. So they need some exercise. And remember what Tom said, minimum here is the least amount. So they would actually be happier with even more exercise than that. So these dogs and their lineage. Your lineage is your history, your ancestry, who you come from. You know, who was your great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother? Their lineage can be traced back 10,000 to 20,000 years. They are the descendants of the South Asian hunting dogs indigenous to the island. If something's indigenous to a place, it means that's where they come from. They belong there. That's their first home. So it makes sense that they kind of, stand the way they do. They look like they're sniffing the air. They used to be hunting dogs.
Yep, they descended from those hunting dogs from South Asia, which usually refers to India, Pakistan, places like that. And indigenous means native to the island. Like the Formosan blue magpie, that would be indigenous. And for thousands of years, they accompanied hunters throughout the mountains in search of food. So I guess they went with those hunters. They accompanied them because, hey, they were out hunting for a wild boar or something like that, or birds or whatever. So if they shot an arrow at that boar, then the dog went out to find the boar and said, here's the boar right here. Come and get it. And they had a very good working relationship there.
Yeah. And some dogs continue to have that hunter inside them, even though they grew up in the city. You know, some of those traits are really in your DNA and your genetic structure. You know, you've heard about kids who are given up for adoption, and maybe as they grow up, they want to be an actor. No one in their adoptive family acts, but you find out that maybe, you know, the person that gave up the baby, either the dad or the mom, had some sort of acting talent. So it's kind of interesting that those things are in our genes. Being a hunter is part of their ancestry, their lineage, you could say. They actually have a very, very long history. They go way back. So this type of dog has been around for a long time, which is kind of cool. So for thousands of years, they were used to going along with hunters, and they would help the hunter find, you know, whatever they'd shot and killed. Sometimes that animal that they've killed has landed in a lake or, you know, is covered up under a tree. The dogs are able to find them because they have an excellent sense of smell.
Or if you shoot pheasants or something, they can bring the bird back to you and not damage it or whatever. But nowadays they're more commonly used as mountain search and rescue dogs.
Cool.
So I guess they can pick up your scent if you're lost on a trail trying to get up to the top of Yushan or something like that. Or they can be simply devoted household companions and guard dogs. Household means having to do with your home. Mm-hmm. Like, what is your household income? How much do you and your wife make in terms of salary? What's your household income? And guard dogs. Yeah, keep those prowlers out. Keep those burglars out. Let them bark if they try to get in and warn you so you can get out your shotgun and scare them off.
Cool. I need a guard dog. Now, these days, in current time, purebred Taiwan dogs are rare. If it's a purebred, guys, anytime you see that, and it's describing some sort of animal, if the breed is purebred, it hasn't been mixed with other types of dogs. So those are usually rare and expensive if you want a purebred. But they do exist, but they're used to try to conserve the breed. If you conserve something, guys, you try not to waste it. We often talk about conserving our energy or conserving our strength. Don't use all your energy up at once, or conserve electricity by turning off your lights when you're not using them. So this type of dog's considered a national treasure by many and should therefore be cherished or treated very, very well and taken care of.
Sounds cool. Hope they live a long time. And brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Time now to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
好，到第四题的地方。And blink, their trend to be around other people and animals, 点点点。空格怎么样子？他们受过与人或动物相处的训练。他们攻击性的行为会带来严重的后果。四个选项我们都看到它是连接词，表示呢这题要考词义，看哪一个连接词放进去能够使上下的文意流畅合理。而选项 A yet 然而， B unless 除非， C if 如果， D after 之后。上半句说明台湾犬对主人很忠心，后半句却对陌生人有攻击的行为，表示说他们语气发生了转折。所以这题答案我们选 B, unless, 除非他们训练过，否则很容易攻击别人。第五题， They've been known to protect their owners, blank, 众所皆知他们会怎么样子的保护主人。空格这个地方是副词的位置。四个选项我们要看哪一个呢放进去会使文意很流畅。选项 A, at any cost, 不惜代价。B, worst of all, 最糟糕的事。C, by accident, 意外地。D, at a glance, 立刻。依照文意，我们应该觉得 A, at any cost, 最适合不计代价的保护它的主人。第六题， They are the blank of the South Asian hunting dogs, 点点点。他们是岛上土生土长的南亚猎犬的什么东西？前一句话我们提到台湾犬的血统，空格的下一句则提到他们当猎犬有数千年之久。可见呢，这题答案要选 D, descendants, 后代。其余的选项 A, responses, 回应， B, appointments, 约定， C, 表演，都不符合文意，所以呢，我们认为答案 D, descendants 是最适合的。第七题， And should therefore be blank， 前面的文意他们是被视为国宝，而且应该被怎么样子。前一句指出台湾犬很稀少，受到保育，那台湾犬被视为国宝应该被怎么样子？所以答案我们选 B, cherished, 被爱护。其他的选项 A, exhausted, 疲倦的， B, enclosed, 被围住， D, insulted, 被侮辱，都不合文意，所以我们答案选 B, cherished, 被爱惜。以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. And hey, if you get a dog, make sure you take good care of it. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.